This is March 20th, 1976, an interview in Garden Grove, California.
My name is in Danish Jørgen Jessen Møller, and I'm called in American Jess Møller. And my mother's name is, maiden name is Hulda Andersen, and my father's name is Paul Jessen Møller.
Where were they born and raised in Denmark?
They was born in, my mother in Copenhagen, and my dad in Fredericia, in Jutland.
Are they still living?
Yes.
And are they still, where are they living now?
They are living in Copenhagen, where I was born too.
Good. My name is Jette Møller. I was born in Odense, Denmark, and immigrated with my mother to America when I was 3 and a half. Have had all my schooling here. Went back to Denmark on vacation when I was 18. My mother's name is Olga Kron, and my father's name is Axel Gulberg. They were both born in Denmark.
Where?
My father was born in Aarhus, and my mother was born in Odense.
When did your father come to this country?
He came when he was 18 years old, and that's, it was around the early 1900s.
Yeah. When did you come to this country, yes?
I came in 1967, in November.
And could you tell me why you came to this country?
Because of the opportunities I had over here, and more money, the pay was better here, and better housing, and that's why we came.
How old were you at that time?
25 then years old.
Then you had served in the Danish...
the Danish Navy.
Danish Navy.
Yeah.
Would you give me some of the details of you being conscripted or enlisted into the Danish Navy?
I got enlisted, and I served there in 1 year and 6 months.
What kind of work did you do?
I was in the machine room and took care of the ship's machinery.
Would you give me a summary of your education in Denmark?
I have an 8 years schooling. Regular schooling. After that, I went to serve an apprenticeship as a kleinsmith. I don't know if they have that over here. That's a combination blacksmith and machinist. And I went 5 years on night school. And after my education there, I took a machinist schooling, night school, for ship machinery.
Did you work as an apprentice in Denmark?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Where? What company?
I worked for a construction outfit that made all new housing equipment plus pumps.
And how long was your apprenticeship?
4 years.
And you completed that apprenticeship?
Yes, I did.
Did you work as a journeyman?
I worked, before I went into service, I worked about 2 months where I served my apprenticeship, and then I went out to a different company.
Where did your Navy enlistment take you?
They took me up in northern Sjælland, where I served 2 months basic training, and after that I went on a ship, Minelæggeren Falster.
And where did you go on the ship?
We
did
went.
Did you visit any foreign ports?
Yeah.
What, for example?
We visited Russia, Leningrad, and Kiel in Germany.
Did you get to England?
No.
France?
We only went around in Denmark, visiting the small towns. anywhere in Denmark.
Now, you said that you came to this country as a very young girl. You got all your education here. Where did you learn your Danish?
Through my parents. The Danish tradition and everything, the language, was always kept alive. And still to this day, we speak nothing but Danish in our homes. And it was all through my mother that I learned.
Did you ever go back to Denmark?
Not until I was 18.
And how long did you stay there then?
I was there for 4 years.
And did you take any schooling in Denmark at that time?
No, I did not.
What was your work then in Denmark?
I worked as a secretary because I had already learned both writing and reading. So I was actually fluent in both languages, which was thanks to my mother that she took the time to sit down and teach me how to read and write Danish.
And today you read both English and Danish?
Yes, I do.
And you have both English and Danish books in your home?
Yes.
Who did you stay with when you lived in Denmark?
I stayed with my aunt and uncle, and I was there at first only for a vacation. And I was working in a goldsmith store, which down by Hans Christian Andersen's home in Odense, where a lot of American tourists would come. And primarily because of the fluent English was because I got that job and was able to help all of these tourists that came.
What is the name of your aunt and uncle?
William or Ellen Henriksen.
And they still live in?
They live in Dalem, which is a suburb to Odense.
Yes. When you went into the service in Denmark, did you enlist in the particular service, and or were you assigned after you enlisted?
I was assigned after I enlisted because of my apprenticeship and my training in the civil life.
And how far, what kind of a rank did you acquire?
I was a corporal, two stripe.
In the Navy, you were a corporal?
In the Navy, yeah.
Do you have any experience with the NATO forces?
No. Yeah, we trained with them a couple of times, but only in limited training. We didn't get really involved with them.
When you decided to come to America, did you have any other family in this country?
Yes, I had my sister and my brother-in-law.
How long before you came here did they come here?
They came, it must have been 8 years before I came.
That'd make it about 1959. About then?
Yeah.
Where did they settle?
They settled in Long Beach at first.
And they are still here?
They are still here, yeah.
How influential was Jette in your coming to this country?
She didn't have any influence at all. I was the guy that wanted to come over here.
And Jette, how did you meet? Yes.
Actually, I met him through his mother. I knew his mother before I knew him because she was here visiting Jan's sister while I was in high school.
And you knew of him before you went to Denmark?
Yes, and she actually influenced me quite a bit in being interested in going to Denmark.
And so you went and came back with a husband?
Yeah, but that wasn't planned.
Jorn, could you speak English when you came to the United States?
No, I couldn't speak English, but I could understand everything and read.
How did you learn English?
I learned it the hard way.
What's that?
By learning it from where I was working. And they kind of teach it to me.
Do you remember any of the pleasant things or any of the difficult things you had in learning English?
Was there one particular experience that stands out?
Yeah, but I don't think you should put that on tape.
in spite of your denial that it should go on tape, I would like to know exactly what happened, if at all possible.
Yeah, there was a guy that would explain, and he made a picture of a guy sitting down, and then he said...
Well, and that was for the word...
The word, shit. Yeah.
And for those of you, we did turn off the tape and found the story, and it was very artistically and graphically represented off the tape. But what is on the tape will stay at the request of Jorn. Do you face any problems on your job because you could not speak English?
No, not really. They was all very helpful. And like this guy, anything I wanted to know, they explained it and made pictures, you know, a hand talking and all kind of stuff. So I understood after a while.
Now, did you have any trouble? Did you run into any humorous incidences or so forth because your husband could not speak English?
Yes, there were times that you can stop and laugh afterwards. At the time, of course, it wasn't so funny. But there were times where Jan has always fixed our cars and so on, and we would go to the store and he would need a part. And he would tell me the part in English. And, of course, the mechanical part of a car, I didn't know how to translate that. And he would turn around and say, well, I thought you knew English.
Yes, your wife was an American citizen. How did that affect your coming to the United States as far as permission and so on?
Oh, it meant that we didn't have to wait. That we wasn't on the waiting list. And we could come right over. Just fill out the paper and come over.
Now, do you remember any of the experiences you had on the trip over?
Yeah, that was about that time where there was a Swedish lady I couldn't understand. Swedish stewardess. And that's about...
Did you get what you wanted?
Yeah, after a while.
After a while.
Did you have any children at the time that you came?
We had Johnny, and he was only 16 months old.
What is Tawny's first name, a full name?
Tawny Jessen Müller.
And you also have a daughter?
Yeah.
And her name is?
Debbie Jessen Müller.
And her first name is Debbie?
Debbie, yeah.
That's not a nickname.
Deborah. Yes, it's Deborah.
Deborah.
Yeah.
You two use any Scandinavian customs in your home, in your day-to-day living?
Yes, I think we use quite a few of the Danish customs. Our meals are basically Danish. That wouldn't really be a custom, though.
Yes, it is.
Oh. And when the children are finished eating, it's a habit now. I don't know, for saying tafumeh.
And that means?
And that means thank you for the meal. And this, of course, they've learned that since they were small and do that every time they get up from the table.
What are some of the Danish foods you serve your family, you prepare and serve your family?
Oh, fajadela, which is Danish meatballs, flæskesteg, which is roast pork, roast duck, carbonara, open face sandwiches, or Danish pancakes, oerkål, or æbleskiver. Bainler is a fool, and just wholly on the Danish.
What is Bainler is a fool?
That is a round steak that's hammered out with a meat hammer, and then you put bacon and onions chopped and roll it up with the thread. And first you brown it on the pan, and then you put water on and let it cook. And it makes a wonderful gravy, and it's very good.
Do you Do you use any of the old Danish recipes, such as bloodwurst?
Bloodwurst?
Yeah, bloodwurst.
No, back in Denmark we did buy that at Victuali Handlerne, but I have never made it myself. You can't get to the pigs and drain their blood.
Yeah, in Denmark, benløse fugle is made out of horse meat, and that's really delicious compared to round steak.
Would you translate benløse fugle? What does it literally mean?
Boneless birds.
We've talked to the boss of the house. What are some of the daily customs that you have from Denmark that you still use here and you are teaching to your children?
I am playing soccer with my kids and using wooden shoes every chance I get. And
what are the wooden shoes called in Danish?
Træsko.
And do you get them from Denmark?
Yeah. They are sent over here, but we buy them here. You can buy them a lot of places.
Are there any other things that you have that definitely speak Danish?
Yeah, I have an old saw from Denmark, a tool I never use, but it still have a value to me as a sentimental value, I guess. But other for use, I wouldn't say I need that. Yeah. It's only sentimental.
Do your children speak or understand Danish?
They speak kind of broken Danish, but they understand every word.
And is that beneficial to you?
No, not really.
Is it beneficial to them?
I'm sure it is.
Have you taken your children to Denmark?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Any plans to take them?
Yeah, that would be a plan. A couple of years from now, we would take them back now.
Now, do you spend any time with your children teaching them Danish during the day?
Not really. They pick it up. Children have a certain knack of picking things up without you even lots of times wanting them to pick things up. And a language, I think, is something that's easily learned if they hear it every day.
What Christmas customs do you keep in the house that are typically Danish?
We follow up on the Danish Christmas tree. First of all, we start out with our dinner, which usually is roast duck and roast pork. And we also have the risalemang, which is rice with milk, cooked in milk, and added whipped cream to when it's cold, and it has an almond in it, and the winner that gets the almond gets the first present of the evening. And then we dance around the Christmas tree with the Danish songs. And
what are some of the Danish songs you and your children, your husband, sing?
Højt for træets grønne top, Glæde jul, which is the same as Silent Night. And hvad her den julenissen? Rød, eller hvordan er den?
Ja.
Den synger jeg aldrig. Jo. Nu er det jul igen. Ja, nu er det jul igen. Den går hver gang.
Could we have you sing Nu er det jul igen for us?
Can I have some help?
Thank you. What other song?
Right offhand, I can't think of anymore.
Oh, fine. What about Christmas night service? Do you go to any Danish Christmas night service?
Now, in Denmark, we did. And over here, there is a Danish church in Los Angeles, but it's quite a drive for us to go to. But that was one thing that I found to be really festive, the few Christmases that I did have in Denmark, was that our whole family would go to the Christmas Eve services around 4 in the afternoon.
What was that called?
Juleaften. Gudstjeneste, yeah.
Would you say that a little louder?
Juleaften's Gudstjeneste. And that was very, the church was just packed, and you really got in the Christmas spirit. And the first Christmas of all Christmases, of course, I had never seen snow fall. And that Christmas Eve, walking home from church, it started snowing, and the only person left at home was my aunt. And in the, while we were at church, of course, she had prepared the whole meal and the roast duck and the smell. And to walk in, I mean, that was Christmas.
Do you decorate your tree in any particular fashion that would remind you of Denmark?
Every year we get together that, as a family, and cut out different things out of paper, mainly the Danish flitterjata, which are woven hearts, and also klemmehuse and harmonica, and then we also have Danish flags, which Jan's mother mails over every year. So we have enough to go around the tree.
Jørn, do you remember your grandparents in Denmark?
Yeah, I remember my mother's mother and dad. They, I always call them bedste and bedstefar.
And what does that mean?
That means grandfather and grandmother.
Well, what would you call your father and mother for your children?
I would call them grandfather and grandmother.
But in Denmark?
They would be called farmor.
And that means father's mother, father's father.
Yeah.
What do you remember of your grandparents?
Oh, I remember they was always friendly. There was always a sandwich we could get, and we always got 25 euro every time we went there.
What is an euro?
That's money.
And how much would 25 euro be in English?
That would be about a nickel.
And do you remember any of the stories they may have told you of their early days?
No, not really.
And Jette, do you remember any of the stories your mother told you about your grandparents in Denmark?
Yes, vaguely I do. I've heard stories told of my grandmother. I never did get to meet her. But my mother and I lived with my grandmother right before we came over. Of course, I was just a baby at the time, or a young girl. And my mother often told me about the stories where my grandmother would sit up in her window and watch us kids play down on the street. And if there was anything, she was right there on the window knocking. And we knew when that knock, what that knock meant.
Did she have any aid to help her look out the window and see you?
You mean like glasses or anything?
No, spyglass.
Oh, no, no.
Well, what was that?
Spyglass in Denmark is a two-way mirror so that someone can sit in the living room and look into these mirrors and see the people walking up and down the street. They were used very much in an earlier time.
No, she had a kvist, which is an outbuilding on the upstairs, and she would sit there and do her mending and knitting and sewing and so forth and keep an eye on us kids.
Did she teach you anything in handiworks?
My mother?
Or your grandmother, or your mother?
Well, like I said, I never did meet my grandmother. I just heard a lot of stories about her. Of course, that's not really true. I did meet her, but I was so little then that I don't remember that now. But my mother, yes, she did teach me how to knit and crochet and everything that a Danish girl learns in school in Denmark.
Jette, I know that you hold a job now. Would you tell us something about the job that you have now?
Yes, I've just recently started. 2 months ago, I went back to work. I felt the children were old enough now to where I could leave home a little bit more. And I've gotten a job as a medical records clerk.
What hospital?
St. Jude in Fullerton.
And How long have you had that job?
I started 2 months ago, and I went back to school last September to get some medical training. I had already previously been working in offices, but that was 10 years ago and never in the medical field. But I found that to be interesting and a challenge, and to have to do with people more.
How do you arrange your family life now that you, both of you are working?
Well, we work so that the children aren't left alone at any time or with strangers. John works during the day, and we have our dinner together, and then I work at night.
What do you expect to find? What changes do you expect to find when you go back to Denmark on a visit?
It's really hard to say. After 10 years, I'm sure there's going to be some changes. I expect all the empty lots I played on is built up, and all my friends, I can't find them anymore.
They've grown old.
Yeah. And other than that, I don't think any changes, but there would be any changes, really.
And you have not been to Denmark since you came over here with Jorn. What changes do you expect?
Well, I can't picture other than that it would be stepped up just as much as it is here. I'm sure the lifestyle is faster. It's stepped up quite a bit all over the world, I think.
Have you ever taken out citizenship papers?
No, I never did.
Is there any reason for that?
No, not really. I'm going to take him.
Then the little boy who was born in Denmark, is he a citizen?
He have a dual citizenship. He is going to decide when he becomes 18 years old where he's going to be.
And how come he can be a dual citizenship? Is that because of the mother being an American citizen?
Yeah, it's because the mother is an American citizen, and that makes him fortunate to have dual citizenship.
In the last few moments of the tape, I'd like to know if you belong to any Scandinavian or Danish clubs in this country.
We did belong for a year, but we discontinued the membership.
Do you take any Danish newspapers or magazines?
Only the ones they send over from my mother every Christmas or every birthday.
But it's not a daily, monthly sort of thing. It's once or twice a year.
Yeah, that's all.
Do you feel that you have been able to keep up with events in Denmark through the letters?
No, we haven't been following that at all. We can see in the newspaper, an old newspaper, we get all how things have changed, the politics. They got a new regering, a government, but you can't really follow it track by track and really get a picture out of it by staying over here and reading the paper. You can't get a full picture.
Is there any reason why you do not take any Danish magazines or newspapers?
I feel I belong over here, and I have to take care of what problems is over here, or it doesn't really belong to me anymore. I'm over here.
Do your children have any Danish expressions which they use in their daily life?
Yes, they still call us Fa and Mo. They have never switched over to calling us Mommy.